and we listen with the niyat of islah, that is also a very important thing. As Maulana Ghulam Sahib Sahib, Damat Barakatum, explained, that when he went back after his studies to the Khanqah in Jalalabad for his islah, Hazrat called him and asked him, why have you come here? So he said, for my islah, etc. So Hazrat said, just this casual way, coming in the majlis, etc., not going to make your islah. Come with your niyat for the islah. And all of us should think, we have come for the majlis, how many of us made some niyat? Or we just got in the car, it's Tuesday night, and we just came. We take it for granted, how many of us made any niyat? And the niyat to make is just like you go to a doctor, you don't just go to the doctor for nothing. Unless he's your friend, you go meet him, you speak with him, but like that, a call on a doctor is not just for nothing. You got a niyat to go. You got a cough, you got a fever, you got whatever else is your problem. That is why you go. So the majlis also, we must come with that niyat. And our spiritual illnesses that we have. Every person must think that I've got anger in me, for example, whatever it is. My eyes are out of control. I've got jealousy in me, I've got hatred in me, pride in me, whatever our diseases are. And we are filled with diseases. And that person who feels that I haven't got a disease has got all the diseases. This is similar to what Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by which we can understand it, that a person says all men are destroyed. Then he is the greatest destroyed man. He can't see any good in any person. Everyone is a bad person. He doesn't see any good in any person. That is proof he's the worst of all people. So just like that, if we don't see any disease in ourselves, that is proof we are extremely blind. And we are extremely out of touch with ourselves. Forget with anyone else. If a person is out of touch with his wife, endless problems. He says something, she means something, she takes some other meaning. He doesn't say it in the right way. Always is misunderstanding. Everyone is misunderstanding. Only you write all the time. You are out of touch with yourself. You don't understand yourself also stuff. So that is one that we make niyat, that we come here for our islah. And particularly which diseases are plaguing us the most, we make that niyat. And then if we come, and that not only the majlis, all our other things also, our ma'amulat that we do, we're reading our morning, evening wazai, for example. We're making our zikr, our tilawat. Everything, do it with the niyat of this islah. I'm making my zikr. And zikr, zakir ka dil ko muzakka bana deta. Zikr purifies, cleanses the heart of the zakir. And then not only muzakka, musaffa bana deta. Polishes it also. Cleanses it, polishes it. And mujalla banad it, and then shines it also. So if a person makes his zikr with that niyat, that my anger, my hatred, my lust, my pride, my love of dunya, all these things are overtaking me. And he makes his zikr, zikr will purify, cleanse his heart. Zikr will polish his heart. Zikr will shine his heart. Like that our ma'amulat, our tilawat also, coming to the majlis also. And whether that disease we have, it has been spoken about or has not been spoken about. You come with that niyat, you will get your treatment. You will get your medicine. Just like, for example, you went to a doctor, you said, I got a fever. He checks you up, he gives you antibiotics. Then you tell him, I got a cough also. He tells him the same antibiotics will sort it out. Then you tell him, my muscles are paining, my joints of the body are paining. He said that antibiotics will sort it out. So like that, what we do, all our problems will get sorted out. And there it is the doctor and his medicine. Yeah, it is over the sheikh, his Allah takes over. When today's dunya is Darul Asbab, we have to have Asbab. So Allah has made this Khanqah, the sheikh, just the means, but the actual murabbiya haqiqi is none other than Allah Ta'ala himself. When you make your niyat of islah, etc., Allah Ta'ala will grant it. And then, further, Manana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullahi explained, to make your islah, not only you came in majlis and finished, he said, uske baad seedhe apne kamre mein chale jao. And Hazrat said it with sternness in his voice. Then go straight to your room. Don't stand around and talk with people. Kundi lagado. lock the room. Lay jao bistare pe. Lie down on your bed. Revise the whole majlis again. Everything that was said, revise it again. And if you have good friends that you sit together and you revise it, mashallah, as the girls or the ladies of Rustenburg say, they go and revise on the tomorrow Wednesday, Yom al-Arbi'ah, they have a little majlis and they revise everything again. That will help tremendously. Many things we forgot, our minds wandered. Many points we heard came to our mind. Somebody else's mind, some other point comes by discussing it. Otherwise, at least on your own. Go home tonight and before you sleep away, or those who are driving home, who are going passengers, think about the majlis. And discuss it in the car. Discuss it. And otherwise on your own. And then further, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali say, don't say, maine irada kiya guna chhodne ka. Maine irada kiya ke ab main hasad nahi karunga. Ab main galat nazar nahi dalunga kisi par. No. Kar liya. Already I've decided, I've given it up already. Make this niyat, then see your islah take place. So may Allah give us tawfiq. And a person who makes that, Allahu Akbar. Just this week, one riwayat that came across for a mu'min, and yes man, mu'min kamil, a person who made his islah, a person who got taqwa in him, made tawbah of his gunas, and ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, who we call Allah Wala, who became a wali of Allah. When he dies, Allah Ta'ala appoints two angels, farishtas, to make ibadat by his grave till the day of Qiyamah. And all that sawab goes into his account. What can our ibadat be? Two farishtas. But that is if we became muttaqi. We became awliya. We became the friend, mu'min kamil. We became proper believers. Not all this mix up, some guna also, some good deeds also. By day we are something else, by night we are something else, in public we are somebody else, private we are somebody else. No, a person who became a muttaqi. Just see what a great in'am. When you die, Allah Ta'ala appoints two farishtas who keep and farishtas ibadat. How pure. And not only for 50 years, you live for 50 years. You live for 60 years, not 50, 60 years. Ila yawmil qiyamah. Till the day of, and all that sawab goes in your account. What greater ni'mat can there be? That is why whoever has come for their 40 days, 30 days, whatever period, and the niyat is islah. The niyat is islah. On that niyat Allah will grant. So this is the way to do that, inshallah.